It's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. That's the comment that sparked the bloodbath controversy. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
More postseason basketball for the Runnin' Rebels. UNLV is taking part in the NIT tournament. They're in New Jersey tonight to take on Princeton. The Tigers are 2.5-point favorites, 5 o'clock tip-off. UNLV women's basketball is preparing for Creighton in the opening round of the NC2A tournament this weekend in Los Angeles. The Lady Rebels are 1.5-point underdogs. Tip goes up at 4 o'clock Saturday. The Golden Knights had a chance to widen the gap between them and the Blues for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference last night. After St. Louis lost earlier in the day, VGK went out and lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Fortress last night. Final score 5-3. VGK now leads Minnesota by just 3 points for the second wild card spot.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Just learning of a new accident in the Northwest Valley, traveling south on 95, US 95 southbound at Lake Mead Boulevard. It's the only reported accident actually on the freeway, southbound 95 at Lake Mead. All clear on I-15, although through the resort corridor, watch the Charleston on-ramp still being cleared of an accident to get onto northbound 15 from Charleston. And a new west side injury accident at Flamingo and Fort Apache. Temperatures are warming up today a little bit compared with yesterday. We'll end up right around 78 degrees this afternoon under sunny skies and light breezes, thankfully. Only 54 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had a chance to visit earlier today with Sam Peters, the former Republican nominee for Congress in CD4. Of course, Friday was the filing deadline. And I asked him if he ever had second thoughts when running for office here, if he really wanted to do this on the day that you were filing.
I did not. No, I was. Look, when you make that decision, and hopefully the candidates that are doing this for real, and there's some that are not. We know that filing year after filing year, there's some folks that just get in just to have their name on a ticket. But when you get in it for the right reasons, and you're in it for the long haul, you don't regret. You put your best foot forward, and you take one step after the other, and you push on and try to win the race and do all the things that you can do in the limited amount of time that you have to do it. Because there is in a campaign, especially in a congressional campaign like I ran, there are way too many things you have to do and not enough time to do it. So no regrets. Even still, we fought the good fight. We did what we felt was best, and never had that regret.
Again, Sam Peters joining us. Let me just ask you, on this final day of filing last Friday, there's always a surprise or two. Anything you saw that caught your eye last week?
Well, I'll tell you what, Nevada filings, 951 people across the state of Nevada are running for office in 2024. 951 people. So the surprise to me was that number. The good news is, and you could say this is bad news, I suppose, Nevadans have plenty of choices in a number of these races. And specifically, there's some top ticket races that are incredibly important. And it's unfortunate that there's so many people in, the U.S. Senate race, for instance, Jackie Rosen's seat is up. There's 22 people overall that are on the on various tickets coming up to the primaries for this particular seat. 13 in the Republican primary, which again, Nevadans have some choices. Obviously, there are some front runners in these races. Another one, the couple that I'm paying attention to. Obviously, my former district, Congressional District 4. North Las Vegas, and then north into the rural areas of central Nevada. CD4 has three Republicans on the ticket coming up on June 11th. A couple of front runners there: John Lee, a former mayor of North Las Vegas, and then retired Lieutenant Colonel, Air Force David Flippo. Probably the front runner there. He's been out banging doors and doing a lot for a long time, but John Lee's coming on strong, and he has Governor Lombardo's endorsement in that seat, so that's going to be a tight one in Nevada 4. I'm following Nevada 3 as well. Former State Senator Elizabeth Helgillian, I was actually outdoor knocking with her while I was in town. Spent some time on her campaign with her and supporting her in a big way as much as I can. So she's a good one for folks to look at in Congressional District 3, which is kind of Laughlin up the western side of Clark County, covers Congressional District 3. So paying attention to those. One of the things I will tell you, it concerned me a little bit. Unfortunately, this seems to be a trend. In 2022, this didn't happen, but this in 2024, in 2020, it happened in a bigger way. And here we are in 2024, it's happening again. Unfortunately, there are five state house seats, state assembly seats, and one state Senate seat in Carson City that the Republicans are not vying for, which means that there is no Republican on the ticket for six state house seats this 2024 cycle. So those are going to be Democrat seats.
Tell me how that happens.
Yeah, you have to live in the district that those seats are in. So if you're Assembly District 13, which is the district I was in, on the north side of town, if you live in that district, you can run for that district. Each of these districts are cut up, with weird boundaries, and you have to live in that district to run for it. So, recruiting candidates or people getting engaged in those districts, and look, they're tough districts, no question about it. There's some of these districts that have been held by Democrats for eons, as long as the legislature goes back. But to not compete on them and not to have somebody in the race, it's damaging. It's tough. It gives them a walk on, and unfortunately, it's a loss from the start. But you have to recruit good candidates. We have to put our best foot forward. in those districts and help and try to change the minds of the liberals that vote Democrat in those areas and show them that the policies of the progressive Democrats are not working in so many different ways. So, you know, how does it happen? We just didn't get anybody on the ballot. Nobody stepped up to run in those specific areas.
Sam Peters, good friend and a smart political dude from Aiken, South Carolina. That's going to just about do it for today. We will tee it up again tomorrow at 6:05. I hope you'll be with us. We've got something special coming up tomorrow. We'll tell you about it in due time. That's all coming up 6:05 tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Clay and Buck and Bill O'Reilly are next.
Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just to just get a job.
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Major win in Ohio, more abortions than ever. Supreme Court dealing with Texas law, and the worst air pollution is all in one continent. It's all coming up, then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a huge win for Trump MAGA conservatives in Ohio for the Ohio Senate primary. The average of all the polls on Tuesday was a tie, 26.4 and 26.3 between Bernie Moreno, the Trump-endorsed candidate, and Matt Dolan, the rhino establishment Republican. So it was a tie. But in the end, Bernie won by 18 points. It wasn't even close. So that polling needs to be recalibrated. They were off by 18. The current senator is Sherrod Brown, a Democrat in a state that when Brown was first elected was solidly blue. And now Trump won by 8 points. The other senator's J.D. Vance, for reference sake. I predicted after Roe v. Wade was overturned that there would actually be more abortions as a result, because these states that love abortion would find a way to make it happen. Alas, chemical abortions are now 63% of all abortions in the United States. In the year 2000, it was 0%. In 2008, it was 17%. In 2020, it was 53% of all abortions, now 63%, so on the rise. There's a Supreme Court case in front of them right now about this very topic. In 2023, there were 1,026,000 known abortions, a 10% increase from 2020. The Supreme Court decided that they will not block a Texas immigration law from going into effect. So they kicked it down to the Fifth Circuit. And just hours later, the Fifth Circuit said, yeah, we're going to block it. So the law, the Texas law was in effect for like 2 hours, and now it's back not in effect. The Fifth Circuit will rule, and then it will go back up to the Supreme Court. The feds claim that we have supremacy over anything related to immigration. And the state of Texas says, well, you're not doing it. And this is an invasion, which in the Constitution then gives us the ability to deal with this issue. Of the 100 cities around the world with the worst air pollution, all of them are in Asia. 83 are in India, and all of them exceed the World Health Organization's air quality guideline by more than 10 times. The country with the worst air pollution is Bangladesh, then Pakistan, and then India. India doesn't have the worst air pollution. Bangladesh does, but India is very big. 96% of their population, 1.3 billion people, it's three times the size of America, live with air quality seven times higher than WHO guidelines. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly. He has your message of the day. Next.
Running a small business means facing increasing costs to keep the lights on each month. This has been the reality for some time, but it's clear that things are getting tougher. Banks are becoming more cautious and strict about lending money to small businesses, making it seem almost impossible for owners to get the funds they need to operate. Despite these challenges, many small business owners have found innovative ways to keep their businesses moving forward. Capitus, a trusted financing company that is not a bank, has provided more than $5 billion in working capital to small businesses nationwide. They can help businesses like yours navigate through uncertain economic times and thrive. To learn how non-bank financing can benefit your business, visit capitus.com/bill for a free consultation. That's capitus.com/bill.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, so things are now officially out of control in the corporate media. As you may have heard, Donald Trump told a rally that the USA would experience a, quote, bloodbath economically if he is not elected president in November. Predictably, the dishonest press portrayed the bloodbath comment as Trump calling for violence. Even when the deceit was exposed, CNN put up a banner on the screen saying Trump says he wasn't calling for violence. No, CNN, he obviously did not espouse violent behavior, and you pinheads know that, but don't care. On the No Spin News, my television broadcast, I said that the corporate media goes after Biden in the same way sometimes, and I'll report that as well. Presto, Fox News commentators claim the president is, quote, screaming and cursing at his staff because his poll numbers are low. Apparently, an anonymous report says that. So FNC gave it credibility. Not right. There is no source attached to that story. Hidden people are not legitimate. The entire media landscape is a land of Oz these days, full of mental munchkins and flying monkeys. And you can quote me. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Charles. Donald Trump's use of the word bloodshed is regrettable. His lack of discipline opens him up to attack by his enemies who purposely mischaracterize his positions. Unfortunately, he will not change, and this will cost him votes. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I mean, if he wants to say the economy is going to be bloodshed, I don't see anything wrong with that. He said other things that I do see wrong, but not that. Sheila Pachone, Saginaw, Michigan. Just tell us, O'Reilly, what Biden does do. Why waste time on what he doesn't do? Well, that would be a short segment if I tell you just what he does do. Diana Grilliott, Parker City, Indiana, I like the information you have on the president's schedule. Remember yesterday I asked you, you want me to dump the schedule or not? Write me. I got a whole bunch of letters. Lisa DeCrescente, Gemmo, California, please stop reporting on Biden's schedule. Definitely a waste of time. Ted Shields, Alpharetta, Georgia, please continue to report on how little of the people's business Biden does each day. Our Democratic friends do not believe this when I tell them. It's nice to show them the schedule. Okay, so 3-1, the mail ran in favor of continuing the Biden schedule, which we will do. Gil Garcia, Sierra Vista, Arizona. Hey, Bill, do you think 20 years from now, when Donald Trump is just a part of history, will the news networks go back to being fair and balanced? I do not. Too easy to make money the other way. You don't have to do investigating. You don't have to have competent people. You don't have to have any standards. You just tell the folks what they want to hear. I don't think they're ever going back. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call. And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 20 years ago today, six American soldiers were charged with torturing captives held in Iraq. The media frenzy changed public opinion about the war on terror and damaged the USA's reputation. Here is the story of Abu Ghraib. Under Saddam Hussein, the military prison was the most notorious jail on the planet. It was the site of daily executions, torture, horrendous living conditions. Many prisoners were political dissidents or religious minorities inside Iraq. After Saddam was deposed, the Pentagon took control of Abu Ghraib. Beginning in November 2003, reports emerged about the mistreatment of prisoners held in American custody. In early 2004, 60 Minutes aired a scathing expose featuring photographs of naked inmates being beaten, electrocuted, and mocked by U.S. troops. The Department of Defense eventually admitted several soldiers had committed egregious human rights violations. 1 week later, President George W. Bush issued a public apology saying, quote, "The United States is sorry for the humiliation suffered by the Iraqi prisoners and the humiliation suffered by their families. This does not represent the true heart of America," unquote. The Senate Armed Services Committee then launched its own investigation. In total, 11 soldiers were convicted of wrongdoing, most for dereliction of duty. Five senior officers were demoted or resigned. The incident started a national discussion about the legal rights of terrorist suspects. It also exposed the existence of so-called black sites, a network of overseas prisons controlled by the CIA. And here's something else you might not know. The scandal permanently shattered the public support for the war in Iraq. Before CBS News broke the Abu Ghraib story, 4 out of 5 Americans backed the invasion. Afterward, that figure eventually fell to just 28%. And in totality, it besmirched the Bush administration so much that he is going down in history as a mediocre president. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584. 7584. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.